Pnimius and the Daf Yomi Gemara Brachos Daf Lamed Tes. On Amud Beis, the Gemara is in the middle of a discussion about Betzias HaPas, about breaking bread, about how to, you know, the Brach of Hamotzi and the different times that we're going to do it in different ways. Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba teaches the following. Uveshavis, Chayav Adam Liv Tzalal Shtei Kikaros. That we have a din on Shabbos that you have to break two Kikaros. Right, and my time, what's the reason for this? Lechem Mishnah said that it's written Lechem Mishnah. It says by the gathering of the manna, they got a double portion, they got twice as much lechem. So therefore, on Shabbos, when we commemorate the man, we're going to have two loaves of bread. The Gemara says, okay, so then how do we do this? So Amar Vashi, Vashi says, Chazino leilu Rav Kahana denoka tarti uvatzachada. I saw Rav Kahana that he would take two loaves. He had two challahs there, but he would only break one of them. Meaning you don't have to break both. Rabbi Zeira avid batzeh kula sheirusa, and Rabbi Zeira would break off a large piece for the entire meal. It would take a nice chunk out of it. So I'm another Ravina Ravashi. Ravina challenged Ravashi, and he said, "Welcome ischaze kiravasunusa." Right? He's going to appear that he's ravenous. He's gluttonous. That he loves to eat. So Amar Lai said, "No, keep in the kol yom lo kavid hachi." Since every other day doesn't do this, but in a kavid. Since it's very clear that he's only doing this on Shabbos, it's clear that it's, you know, as part of the way he's being Mekayim Shabbos and keeping a Shabbos meal, they're taking this large chunk off in that original Betzia and that original breaking and using it to feed. And there's a lot to be said in Pnimius in general about the concept of Betzia Sapas. The Arizal seems to have 12, that he speaks in the Inyan of 12 chalos being present at every meal. The Gra says there's a remez even in. If you keep the halacha, the chumras and halacha, in just in the pshat, which is two breads at every meal, and you have three meals on Shabbos, and you break each of the two breads into half. So you made each of the two breads into two. So now it's four breads per meal. Four breads per meal times three meals is 12. 12 is it's a remez. It's kind of a hint. It's a ktsas kiyum to the Arizal. It's 12 chalos. But in general, the halachas of breaking bread are very interesting. The Shulchan Aruch brings down that, you know, this lahalacha, that you're supposed to break your bread on Shabbos. And there's a comment that the Rambam makes. The Rambam makes that he says that on Leil Shabbos, what you should do is first you break the bottom bread. That if you have two breads, one on top of another on Leil Shabbos, you break the bottom bread first, and the top bread you break, and during the day you break the top bread first. And he says, V'atam Aderech Kabbalah, and this is Aderech Kabbalah. What this means, and just it's a simple mahalach based off the Zohar, but the Miftam Eliyahu really brings it in a beautiful way, is it says the following. We know that Shabbos, you can have really rayas if it's Lashon Zachar, Lashon Keva, there's a whole Tosas in the beginning of Ksuvas that deals specifically with this, is Shabbos, Zachar, and Keva. And what it has to do is the two aspects of Shabbos, called Shomer V'Zachar, that there's different aspects on Shabbos, parts of Shabbos that are more masculine, that are more of a mashpia, that are more of a positive to do something, and some are more feminine, that are holding back and that are contained. And Shabbos is comprised of these dual elements, right? It's both an asay and a los asay, right? That Shabbos has everything in it, shamar v'zachar. And these aspects of being what's considered a duchra or a nukva, a zachar and a keva, male or female, right, the Mashpin and Makabel are explained the following. Right, when we come in from the week, when you first enter from the week into Shabbos, it's Friday night, and now it's begin Shabbos. So Rav Eliyahu Dessler, Miftam Eliyahu, he explains that Shabbos at that point is like a nukva. Shabbos is like feminine. It's a less powerful, less mashpia Shabbos. That right now it's the accepting, warm embrace of a mother. That you enter into Shabbos and it's there for you and you lose yourself into Shabbos. And that's called Shabbos as a nukva. It's the Shabbos as the kala at that point. That it's the Shabbos queen, the Shabbos kala, the Shabbos bride. And as Shabbos continues on and it gets longer and longer into Shabbos and Shabbos gets stronger, what happens is it turns into this masculine aspect. It turns into this aspect of a duchra. It becomes a mashpia. And it's mekadesh us. And originally Shabbos is not a mashpia. You have to kind of be machnis yourself into Shabbos. The same way the chazan has to be machnis himself into a kala. That he has to, you know, bring himself and and enter into that Rishus HaYachid with that Kala. And you have to enter into that Rishus HaYachid with Shabbos. But comes, as the day goes on, now Shabbos becomes, he picks up the power of Yom and becomes a Mashpia, becomes something that gives over. And Shabbos is Mekadesh Shas and makes us holier, and we begin to become sanctified more and more over Shabbos. In fact, this is tied a little bit to why, by many Chassidim and by Mekubalim, they're makbid to, you go to the mikvah dafka on Shabbos, because there's a Tosefes Kedusha that comes on Shabbos Yom. And then what happens is by the Zman of Mincha, as Shabbos is hitting its peak, as it's hitting the Rav of the Rav in this most Ratzon Dikah time on Shabbos, what happens is these kochos are misyachid. That the feminine aspect of Shabbos, the fact that Shabbos is a Kala, and the masculine aspect of Shabbos, the fact that Shabbos is a Mashpia, come together and they're misyachid together for this, to give over all the Kedusha you need into the coming week. And that all stems from that Zman Mincha, that Shalosh Shabbos time. So he says that's really a remez in the way we cut the bread. Because what do we do at night? What do? First, we cut the bread. We cut the bottom one. The bottom one is the bechina of the nukva, is the concept of the kala, the recipient. Right? There's the bread on top being mashpia into the bread below. And we cut the bottom bread first. We say that right now Shabbos is like a kala. It's like a bottom bread. It's like a makado. And then as the day goes on, when we move to Shabbos day, the Suda of the Yom, then we could cut the top, because now we say, oh, look, Shabbos, there's a special onion. Shabbos is now the duchra, it's now the male, it's now the zachar. We could rise above and tap into the kedusha of Shabbos on a higher, stronger level. And to tie it all home, Rav Dessler beautifully ties this to the Lashonos of bub, bo, bum, that in the tefillin Shabbos, right, By Marav in Shmon Esrei, by Marav we say Ve'enuchu ba Yisrael, that Shabbos is rested in it. Shachar we say Ve'enuchu bo Yisrael, and by Mincha we say Ve'enuchu bam Yisrael. So ba is feminine, is in, they all mean in it. Bo is masculine, and bam means in them. So at Marav at night, when Shabbos is the bechina of kala, when Shabbos is the bechina of the bottom loaf of bread, when Shabbos is the recipient, is the nukva, is the nekeva. So then you say Ve'enuchu ba. We rest in Shabbos, in the feminine of Shabbos. But once you move to the day when Shabbos rose up to be the level, the darga of a masculine, of being a male, so you're going to say Ve'enuchu bo Yisrael, that it's in it, but bo in the lashon of masculine. It's a male word, meaning now you're entering into Shabbos and you're resting in Shabbos on that higher madriga. And then by Mincha, where these kochos are all being siyached into this concept of Rav the Ravin, so then you're going to say Ve'enuchu bam Yisrael. It's together, because it's both, there's feminine aspects and there's masculine aspects. It's all these aspects. It's all the different kochos that Shabbos had throughout the experience of a given Shabbos, throughout the journey of a given Shabbos, taking those feminine and masculine aspects, taking the nukva and the duchra together and tying them in. And that's what Shal Shudas is in your mashpia then in 2 weeks. So that's Ve'enuchu bam, which is plural, right? That you should rest in them. And that's the remez, Pnimius and the Daf for Gemara Brachos Daf Lamed Tes.